A woman named Marisol sits across from a ministry mentor after church. She is exhausted. Her marriage is tense. Her adult son has stopped answering her calls. She says, "I know I should be grateful, but honestly, I feel bitter." The mentor could quickly correct her. She could say, "Well, at least you have a family." But that would not be Christian gratitude discernment. That would be pressure. One-on-one gratitude ministry begins with presence, consent, and careful listening. James 1:19 says, "So then, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." The leader's first calling is not to take over the person's story. It is to listen for grace and truth. Ministry Sciences observes that helping conversations are often more fruitful when people feel heard, respected, and not controlled. Coaching literature, pastoral care, and motivational interviewing all point to the importance of listening, permission, and drawing out reflection before offering direction. But the gospel gives more than technique. The gospel tells us that people are not projects to be fixed. They are image bearers before God, wounded by the fall, pursued by Christ, and invited into redemption. In one-on-one gratitude discernment, a leader may ask, "What feels heaviest right now? Where have you noticed even a small sign of grace? What pain needs to be named honestly before God?" Would it be helpful to reflect on one faithful next step? Notice the posture. The leader guides without grabbing control. What helps? Gentle questions, patient silence, permission-based scripture and prayer, a clear next step. What harms? Rushing to advice, forcing gratitude, treating a worksheet like a script, correcting emotions before understanding them. A one-on-one conversation is not a performance. It is holy ground. The leader is not there to replace the Holy Spirit. The leader is there to listen, ask, notice, and help the person respond faithfully before God. Christian gratitude discernment helps people say, "This is painful, but God has not abandoned me. There may still be grace here. There may still be one faithful step." That is the ministry posture, guiding without taking over.